So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Shchil Merash Shekasav Kol Nechasav La'Acheirim B'Shayir Karko Kol Shu Matnasa Kamis. If a dying person assigned all his assets to others but kept for himself a small parcel of land, if he recovers, he cannot reclaim the gift because, as Rashbam explains, D'Shaloi Midagas Misa Nosan. Since he kept something for himself, he apparently still hoped to recover, and he gave the gift unconditionally regardless of whether he dies or not. However, Lo Yishayir Karko Kol Shu Ein Matnasa Kamis. If he did not keep any land and he recovers, he can reclaim the gift because Shemach Mes Misa Nosan. Since he did not keep anything for himself, he apparently had no hope of recovering, and there is an umdina, an assumption that he gave the gift only on condition if he dies, but not if he recovers. The Gemara inquires, Ibailuhu Dekel Echad Upei Reisab La'achar Mahu. What is the halacha if a shchimra owned a palm tree, and he first assigned the actual tree to one person, and then assigned the rights to the fruits to a second person? Do we say, Shayir Mokem Peri U'matnase Matana? The Shchimra intended to give the first person only the tree, but not the branches from where the fruits grow, and to the second person only the actual fruits, but he kept for himself the branches which are considered like karka, and therefore even if he recovers, the matana is effective? Or, Lo Shayir Mokem Peri V'ein Matnase Matana? The Shchimra gave the first person the entire tree with its branches, and to the second person the actual fruits, but he did not keep anything for himself, and therefore if he recovers, the matana is not effective. And even if we are to assume that la'achar lo'ya b'shir, if he gave the fruits to a stranger, we assume that he gave the first person the entire tree with its branches, and therefore, im amad ein matnas matana, what would the halacha be in the case of la'atzmoy? If the shchimra kept the fruits for himself, does he also keep the branches for himself and therefore im amad matnas matana? Or he gives the branches to the first person along with the tree, and since he did not retain any karka for himself, only the fruits, therefore im amad ein matnas matana. Rashbam mentions yet a second gear, so a second version to the Gemara's question. Chutz mi pireisav mahu. If the Shchimra added to his initial statement and said, Dekel chutz mi pireisav la'echad pireisav la'achar mahu, the first person shall get the whole tree except for its fruits, and the second person shall get the fruits. Do we say lishni yiseira l'shayir mokam la'atzmoy? The Shchimra's additional words were to imply that he keeps the branches for himself, and therefore im amad matnasim matano. Oloi Shire, he did not keep the branches for himself, and therefore im amad ein matnase matana. Rav Nachman concludes, Shire mokem peiri, he definitely kept the branches for himself, because kol gabe nafshi be'ein yofa mishayir. Regarding himself, he's more generous, and therefore im amad matnase matana. The Gemara continues with several halachas based on the Mishnah's distinction between Shire and loy Shire. Amar Rav Yisib ben Yumi Amar Rav Nachman, Shchiv merash hakasav kol nechasav la'acherim. If a dying person assigned all his assets to several people over time and he recovers, Rayin, whether he can reclaim his assets depends on the following. Im b'mechalik, amad, chayze b'kulan. If it appears that his initial intention was to give away all his assets and to leave nothing for himself, he can reclaim his assets from them all because all the gifts are considered matnas shchimra because lo yishayir. At the time of the matana, he did not keep anything for himself. Im b'nimlach, amad, ein chayze ela ba'achrin. If it appears that his initial intention was to give away only part of his assets to some, and then he reconsidered and gave away the rest of his assets, he can only reclaim the assets from the last recipient because only his gift is considered a matna shchimra because lo yishayir. At the time of his matana, he did not keep anything. But he cannot reclaim the assets from the earlier recipients because those gifts are not considered matna shchimra because shayir, at the time of his matana to them, he did keep some assets for himself. The Gemara proceeds to quote a ruling by Rav Nachman, which apparently seems to contradict our Mishnah. Amar Rav Acha ba Menyumi Amar Rav Nachman. Shchiv merash shekasav kol nechasav la'acherim v'amad, ein chayzer. Chashina shemei yesh le'nechasim b'medina acheres. If a dying person assigned all his assets to others and then recovered, he cannot reclaim his assets because we are concerned that he might have assets in another country which he kept for himself. However, our Mishnah rules lo yishayir karko kol shu ein matnasa kiyemes and amad chayzer. If the Shchimra kept nothing for himself and he recovers, he can reclaim his assets. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah refers to one of the following cases. Either, if the Shchimra specified all my assets in which he definitely kept nothing for himself, or it is established that the Shchimra does not have other assets and he kept nothing for himself. The Gemara continues and inquires, Chazar b'miktis have a chazar b'kulo eloi. A matna shchimra can be retracted by the shchimra at any time as long as he's alive. Therefore, the Gemara asks, What does the halacha b'shchimra give all his assets to one person, and he then retracted and gave a portion of those assets to a second person? As the Rashbam explains, do we say havi chazar b'chal nechasim shenasim l'rishon? The shchimra retracted from all the assets that he gave to the first person, and then gave part of it to the second person and kept the rest for himself. Therefore, the rishon, the first person, bein meis bein amad loikana. He does not acquire any assets regardless of whether the Shchimra died or recovered, because Daitiki Mevatel is Daitiki. A Shchimra has the ability to retract from the Matana. While regarding the Sheni, the second person, Bein Meis, Bein Amad Kana, he acquires his part of the assets regardless of whether the Shchimra died or recovered, because Ikashir, at the time of his Matana, the Shchimra kept part of the assets for himself, and the Mishnah taught, Shayer Karko Kalshu, Matsnasa Keyemes. Or Loi Havi Chazar Berishon. The Shchimra did not retract from the assets that he left with the first person. Therefore, regarding both the Rishon and Sheni, Im Meis Kana. If he died, they each acquire their part of the assets. Im Amad Loi Kana. If he recovers, neither one acquires the assets, because like Ashir, the Shchimra did not keep anything for himself. The Gemara brings proof from a Braisa that Chazar B'miktas Havi Chazar B'kula. The Braisa states, Kulan L'Rishon U'miktasin L'Sheni, Sheni Kana, Rishon Loi Kana. If a Shchimra first gave all his assets to the Rishon, and he then retracted and gave some assets to the Sheni, only the Sheni acquires the Matana, but the Rishon does not acquire the Matana. However, if vice versa, Miktsasin L'Rishon V'Kulin L'Sheni, Rishon Kana, Sheni L'Kana. If he first gave only some of his assets to the Rishon, and then he gave all the rest of his assets to the Sheni, only the Rishon acquires the Matana, but the Sheni does not acquire the Matana. The Gemara questions the Reish of the Braisa. Kulan l'rishon miktasin l'sheni, sheni kana, rishon loy kana. I amrit chazar b'miktas l'havi chazar b'kula. If we are to assume that the Shchimra does not retract from the matana to the rishon, if the reisha refers to a case of b'shemes, the Shchimra died, why doesn't the rishon acquire the matana if there was no chazara? And if this is a case of b'sheamad, the Shchimra recovered, why does the sheni acquire the matana if there was no chazara? V'holek ashir, the Shchimra did not keep anything for himself. Therefore, we must say that the Braisa holds Chazar b'miktas havi Chazar b'kula. The Shchimra does retract completely from the Matana he gave to the Rishon. And Reisha Meshkachas la bein Shemes bein Sha'amad. The Reisha's ruling is both where he died or recovered. And Rishon Leikana because he retracted, while Sheni Kana because there was a Shir since he retracted from the Rishon. However, the Seif of the Braisa, Miktasin l'Rishon b'kulin l'Sheni, Rishon Kana, Sheni Leikana, la Meshkachas la Elik Sha'amad. The Sefer's ruling can only be where he recovered and Rishon Kana because there was a Shir, while Sheni Loi Kana because there was no Shir. However, Kishameis, if he died, Rishon v'Sheni Kana because he was not Chazer.